With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. If the idea of walking through the woods and exploring an area of the province you may have never seen while getting your hands dirty to protect the environment sounds like your idea of fun, then mark Saturday on your calendar. An invasive plant removal event is being held at Pleasant River. Hosted by Treasured Wetlands of Nova Scotia, the event is a partnership between the province and Ducks Unlimited Canada. Conservation Program Specialist with Ducks Unlimited, Izzy Clark, says the Pleasant River site was nominated by the Mersey Tobiatic Research Institute to help protect species at risk. Clark says the best practice is not to identify which species is at risk, as often humans are the biggest threat. Clark says that's not the only reason they chose Pleasant River.
It also is really special because it has these gigantic red maples. And red maples are a very common species. You find them all over the place, but it's very uncommon to find ones that are as large and as old as these, so it's quite special.
The chance to work alongside multiple agencies protecting and conserving wilderness areas made the site an obvious choice.
It was also a good opportunity to partner with several different organizations because the Nova Scotia Nature Trust owns part of this land. So it's a great opportunity to highlight different conservation measures that are being applied to our wetlands across the province.
Clark says anyone wishing to participate should dress accordingly. They suggest wearing long shirts and pants and closed-toe shoes. Work gloves, tools such as shovels or pruners, and some tick spray are also good to bring along. Clark says after an orientation, volunteers will be working to remove glossy buckthorn. According to the Nature Conservancy of Canada, glossy buckthorn is a non-native tree that was introduced to Canada from Eurasia approximately 100 years ago, and it can grow as tall as 7 meters. Clark says as glossy buckthorn grows, it chokes out native plant species. The Pleasant River Invasive Plant Removal is the first of four such events Treasure Wetlands of Nova Scotia will be hosting this summer. Clark says each location has something special to offer, and she hopes events like these will encourage more people to learn about the diverse areas around the province.
A lot of these wetlands are kind of like hidden treasures to everybody outside of the immediate community that they're in, and that's definitely part of the intention of this program, is to draw attention to them and invite people out to them and kind of invite people to be curious about these really special and unique ecosystems.
People wishing to participate in Saturday's Pleasant River event can join either the 10 a.m. to noon or the 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. sessions. Registration is not necessary. Just show up at the Pleasant River Community Hall. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.